This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. The Seder HaDoros records a fascinating historical event. The Ramban had a Talmud whose name was Avner, who left the path of Torah observance and eventually rose to become a prestigious minister for the Spanish king. One year during Yom Kippur, he sent a message to have the Ramban brought before him to the king's palace. On the holiest day of the year, in front of his former Rebbe, he proceeded to kill a pig, cook it, and eat it on Yom Kippur in front of the Ramban. Although Avner went off the derech, he still retained the knowledge of Torah which the Ramban had taught him. And after killing the pig, cooking it, and eating it, in order to irritate the Ramban, he asked him, "So how many chayver krisas was I just over by doing this act?" And the Ramban answered that he would suffer 4 krisas for what he did. But Avner interrupted the Ramban and argued and said, "I think I will be over 5 krisas for what I did." And he said that in a way in order to be sarcastic and to make the Ramban look foolish. So the Ramban turned to Avner and asked him, "So what was it that caused you to go off the derech and become this lowly person?" And Avner replied that the Ramban had once claimed that Parshas Hazinu contained within it everything that ever will happen throughout history. And Avner said that, "I found this to be ridiculously impossible, and I viewed it as an insult to anyone who thinks logically. And that was the beginning of my cynical questioning of everything you, the Ramban, had taught me. I started to question everything and eventually left the path of Torah." The Ramban held his ground and said that it is true. All that will happen is alluded to in Parshas Hazinu. So Avner challenged the Ramban and he asked him, "So where am I, Avner, referred to in Parshas Hazinu?" The Ramban quietly said a tefillah and a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu was revealed to him. The pasuk says in Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Chavav, that if Klal Yisrael sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will disperse them around the world. The pasuk says, "Amarti afehem, I said I would disperse them. Ashpisa me enesh zikram, their memory will cease from mankind." And the Ramban said, "If you take the third letter of each word of these words, afehem ashpisa me enesh zikram, it spells Avner. The third letter of afehem is aleph. The third letter of ashpisa is beis. The third letter of me enosh is nun. And the third letter of zikram is resh, spelling Avner. And the name Avner appears in the pasuk that describes how the Jews will be dispersed." After hearing this, Avner tried to run away in order that the Ramban's prediction should not come true. And he set sail on a boat and got lost at sea and was never heard from again. A precise fulfillment of the words in Parshas Hazinu, which referred specifically to Avner. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that in the middle of the pasuk discussing the history of the Jewish nation, the cause and the source of its suffering in the hands of its enemies, as well as Hashem's words of comfort, the pasuk says in Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Lamed Tes, "Ru'u ata, see now, ki ani anihu, I am the only one, ve'ein elokim imadi, and there is no other God besides for me." And the question is, why did Moshe interrupt the Shira to make this declaration that Hashem is the only one, specifically at this point? And also, what is the emphasis, ru'u ata, see now? What occurred right now that Moshe had to say, ru'u ata, see now? The Vilna Gaon offers a remarkable explanation. The Megala Amukes writes that there are 955 ascending levels in Shemai. Although the majority contain various types of malachim, the upper 55 levels are empty of anything except Hashem Shechina. And this is hinted to in the pasuk in Sefer Devarim Perek Yud, pasuk Yud Beis, where the pasuk says, "Hein l'Hashem Elokecha." Hain is Gematria 55. Hain, the 55 upper levels of Shemayim, L'Hashem Elokecha is only Hashem, there are no malachim there. The Gaon continues that there are 955 psukim in Sefer Devarim. And with every pasuk which Moshe taught in Sefer Devarim, his neshama ascended to the next level in Shemayim. So by the time Sefer Devarim was finished, Moshe had ascended all 955 levels. And as Moshe said each pasuk and rose a level, he always encountered malachim on those levels of Shemayim. The pasuk Ru'u Ato Ki Ani Anihu is pasuk number 901 in Sefer Devarim, which is the first level of the last 55 levels. It was then that Moshe looked around and did not see any malachim. It was just Hashem's Shechina. And he therefore said at that point, Ruato, see now when I am on level number 901, Ki ani anihu, Hashem says, I am the only one. Ve'ein elekim imadi, and there are no other celestial beings with me on this level. No malachim, only Hashem. That is why specifically here, in this pasuk, pasuk number 901, when Moshe was on the 901st level in Shamayim, where there was only the Shechina and no malachim, did Moshe say, Ru'ata ki ani anihu, ve'ein elekim imadi.